This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in New Delhi today. Both leaders are expected to hold discussions on a wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation between India and UAE. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan reached New Delhi last evening on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. He is accompanied by several ministers from the UAE government and a business delegation. Tomorrow, the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi will visit Mumbai to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar will attend the first India Gulf Cooperation Council GCC Foreign Ministers meeting in Riyadh today. This historic gathering aims to strengthen ties between India and the Gulf nations. Our correspondent reports that the inaugural GCC Foreign Ministers meeting will focus on enhancing cooperation across various sectors, including trade, investment and energy. With the GCC region housing nearly 8.9 million Indian expatriates and serving as a major trading partner, this diplomatic engagement holds significant importance for India's foreign policy. During his visit, Dr. Jayashankar is also expected to hold bilateral talks with his counterparts from GCC member countries, further solidifying India's relationships in the region. The 54th GST Council meeting will be held in New Delhi today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. The last GST Council meeting was held in June this year, in which the Council had recommended a uniform rate of 12% GST on all steel, iron and aluminium milk cans. The Council had also recommended that services provided by the Indian Railways to the common man, including the sale of platform tickets, facility of retiring rooms and waiting rooms and battery-operated cars services, will not attract any GST. The Yogi Adityanath-led Uttar Pradesh government will host Semicon India 2024 at the India Expo Mart in Greater Noida from September 11 to 13. This event, which will be organized in collaboration with SEMI, MESI, München India and the Electronic Industries Association of India, aims to elevate India's semiconductor sector and establish the country as a significant global contender. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will officially inaugurate the event on September 11, with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also in attendance. The Headquarters Integrated Defence Staff will conduct maiden combined operational review and evaluation program for officers of tri-services in Delhi from today. The five-day development cum orientation program has been designed for Major General and equivalent officers from the three services, along with officers from the Ministries of Defence, External Affairs and Home Affairs. The program will include strategic planning, duly anticipating and preparing for future threats, challenges and conflicts. It also aims to foster jointness and integration among different services to create a detailed understanding of the operational environment. Foreign investors pumped nearly 11,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in first week of September. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs invested 10,978 crore rupees into equity markets and 367 crore rupees into the debt markets, taking the total net investment into the Indian capital markets to 11,345 crore rupees this month. Around 1 crore and 79 lakh activities have been reported as part of the ongoing 7th Rashtriya Poshan Maah so far. The Poshan Maah, which began on 1st of September, will continue to 30th of this month. The one-month campaign, which was launched from Gujarat, focuses on key themes including anemia, growth monitoring, complementary feeding and Poshan Bhi Padhai Bhi, along with technology for better governance across the nation. And Paris Paralympics 2024 concluded with a sparkling closing ceremony in the French capital last night. 24 artists from the French electronic music scene led the party atmosphere despite heavy rain at the Stade de France in front of 4,400 athletes from 168 Paralympic delegations from around the world. And that is the end of this news bulletin.